So I find myself walking just down to my local shops, as you do. And I don't know how well this is recording, by the way. So forgive any background noise or if I sound muffled. But I find myself walking down the road and taking a little time to think about a few things. And the interesting, I don't know about society or social structure that's involved in Twitter and social websites, but also just more the combination of that and how video games are covered now, and the different types of sites and podcasts and shows and YouTube's channels and the likes that are involved with that. And you know, I have a mix of favourites. And I found myself, after being a not lifelong fan, but user of GameSpot's content, a reader, consumer of GameSpot's content, I found myself more and more less connected to that sort of content. Leaning more into the sort of content that sites like Giant Bomb have been producing. And it's kind of interesting because Giant Bomb is the feel of an indie, smaller website, but obviously owned by a bigger corporation. And I find that's very strange, that I should be attracted to that. There was a random person screaming in the house, everything on murder. Anyway. So, I found myself wondering exactly how I want to cover games. My many attempts to get shows off the ground have led to disappointments. Usually from those I would approach saying, oh sure, we'll help you out, we'll be involved. And then deciding not to get back to me, or deciding to change their minds last minute. Usually with no warning, usually for no reason, or with no explanation. And this seems to be a recurring problem with what I try to do. And I find myself looking at stuff like, you know, GameRank and BitSocket and, you know, and stuff by actual publishers or paid teams outside Xbox or all sorts of things like that. Shows, companies. And I wonder exactly how it is so many different shows and so many different financial and cultural and public awareness levels manage to get so many people to just say, yeah, sure, we'll be a part of this, as you find people to work with. Because it seems that the few people I ever find to work with are fleeting. And this isn't a criticism. People have lives. People have jobs, but it's not a frustration anymore like it used to be. I wish I could get other people involved with my shows or my projects or the things I have in mind that I'd like to do. Because what I want to do, I can't really do by myself. And I don't think I'm interesting enough to carry it. I've always been interested in other people. But at the same time, I don't know if I can ever actually obtain people to work with, if only temporarily, or to interview on one-off occasion, or to talk to about things. So I found myself in an awkward position. I also don't want to implement stuff that people are doing on YouTube, because as I've said before, I don't feel like I want to be known as a YouTuber, which is such a odd term in general anyway. What does that even mean? YouTuber. I mean, I know there's a technical term to it, but it's not something I feel I could ever turn around and say, I am a YouTuber. Like, this is what I do. I know people get money out of it, but it's slightly different. I would like to use YouTube as a tool, don't get me wrong, but the idea of it being the primary source of content or being defined by the expectations of using it seem limiting. I also worry that so many different productions and teams, with or without a presence that is permanently or wholly on YouTube, even if, say, they have a website and write for magazines, and YouTube is just an extension of tools for the greater amount of things that they may do. There seems to be an obsession with followers and subscribers, with turning around and saying, well, look at us, we've got 1,000 or 100,000 or 1,000,000 or 2 million or 8 million people following us. Thank you. And then they make a video or a post thanking people for following them. I don't think that's a good use of time. It feels odd to me to do that. It's like, they didn't do a favour to you. The following is just something that happens to happen. Half the people there probably are spam bots. So it always feels like it's an intangible number anyway. I say half, that's unkind. Maybe a fifth. But the point is that you don't make a video going, look at us, we got this many people to follow us. You don't make that video at all. You make more content. You say something useful. You don't thank people for following you. You don't post up to convince more people to follow you. You don't ask or beg for likes. It's just begging for people to like you. And when people do that, it's like people are begging for nothing. They're just going, please like us, so we'll be popular. And then somebody might see that and, as a favour, just go like, and then never actually read or listen to or watch anything the people make. And I'd rather know that 1,000 people have watched something I've done or read something I've written than get 1,000,000 likes from people who don't even know my name. It's just odd to me that that's so important. Anyway, I've rambled on, huffing and puffing while trying to walk down the street. And I, you know this isn't as tangible and full a post as I would probably want to make. But I felt like I wanted to say something, spill out some thoughts while taking a walk, trying to lose a few pounds from my rotund frame. If you have any thoughts or comments about anything I've talked about, or if you've got any ideas or want to even work with me or talk to me at some point in the future, you know, I'm open to anything. But until next time, keep safe and feel free to like my Facebook.